Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So is it possible that Abby's romantic destiny has landed right in front of Kristen?
Oh, Abby, the future Mr. Murphy is in my inbox.
Really? Harry Styles?
I got this email, and you know how every now and then you'll get an email and you're like, something just strikes a chord with you, and you're like, there's something special about this email. And I feel like I would be standing, I would be preventing love from prevailing if I did not share this email with Abby.
Okay, so this is different than you trying to set somebody up in your own personal life, which has just failed miserably for 12 years on this show. It has never been successful. Never once. Zero times.
Yeah.
Zero. None.
Correct.
So yeah. This is not, you're not pulling from your life.
No.
This is somebody new.
This is somebody who emailed me that is pitching her son for Abby.
Oh. So if this works out, do you get matchmaker credit?
Partial. Okay.
I'll take anything at this point.
A win is a win.
I don't even need half credit. I'll take a fourth credit, okay? So this is the email I got. Hi, Kristen. My name is blank. I live in Atlanta with my hubby/high school sweetheart. And I am a mom of 3 young adults. I love the Burt Show and I love the energy that Abby brings. I love listening to her dating stories and her honesty about navigating life in her 20s and today's world. It helps me see through my kids' eyes a little better. All right, I'm going to cut to the chase here. My son will be 25 in February. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Abby and he are both kind of the opposite of each other's type.
Oh, sounds perfect.
We're off to a great start.
Okay, can we pause there for just 1 second?
Yes.
All right? We can all get on this. Which cliche is more accurate in your eyes? Opposites attract, or is it healthier for a relationship when two people are similar?
I think opposites attract personally.
Like, is it healthier?
Is it healthier?
Yeah, they attract, but in the long run, is it healthier to be opposite from each other?
My entire life of dating has been opposites attract. That ain't the healthy one. Okay. I'm just telling you right now.
I think it's opposite personality, so it keeps things interesting. Like, you need an extrovert and an introvert, but you got to have the same values.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yet you have to be compatible more than anything else.
Yes. Opposite yet the same.
Same
but different.
Same difference.
Yes.
So that's 60 seconds of us not coming up with any answer. All right.
I have listened long enough to know Abby's preferences and guys, and his are a little off from hers too, but doesn't that make a great love story? Maybe not, but I just have this feeling. Abby and he have so much in common, and so much of what Abby says reminds me of him and his outlook on life. He's just looking for a hometown girl to share life's adventures with. He recently lost the love of his life suddenly, his dog Penny, and is trying to find his new way of life without her. They were connected at the hip, so it's been an adjustment. We're a pretty close family, so we spend a good bit of time together. So he listens to the Burt Show here and there, and I've told him about Abby.
So she wants to replace his
dog with me.
With dead dog with you. It's quite a compliment. This is definitely destiny taking over.
After telling me, she is definitely not his type. He might even be repulsed by her, but yeah, he's sad and lonely.
Compared to a dead dog, you are a great match. Okay.
I may have only read the first paragraph of this email, and I did not get to the dead dog part until just now. When I mentioned Abby, he immediately knew who I was talking about because he had heard a segment with me a few days before. Anyway, guys, I know this is strange, but I just think that they should meet. Maybe a date, maybe just coffee, maybe just chat over Instagram. I sent you an Instagram message, but it was too long, and I'm now noticing half of it was misspelled, so it probably sounded like it was from a crazy person. I'm not crazy, I promise. And I'm not a meddling mother, usually. And before you ask, yes, I told him I was sending this, and yes, he is totally open to it. Like I said, I don't think the two of you are each other's typical type.
Just want to remind you of that.
Just reminding you, he thinks you're ugly.
He would normally not go for you.
But well, did he see you like with the new nose, though?
Oh, yeah, maybe the nose could change. He doesn't typically go for girls with big noses.
It's a game changer.
But I also believe that there is someone for everyone, and that person might not be what you have pictured or planned for. What is a type, anyways? No one knows what their person is like until you met them, right? So, you're both just two young, single, working professionals, one with a dead dog, living in Atlanta, looking for a connection, and if nothing else, maybe just some good conversation. She then sent stats. We have his age. He's 24. He's going to be 25 next month. I have his height.
Uh-oh. This might be a problem for her. Uh-oh. Is this tall enough?
He's 5'9".
Okay.
He's on the cusp. I can see in your face you're not overly excited by 5'9".
Here's the thing. We haven't seen his bank account, and I haven't seen his face yet. Is he hot? Is he rich? I can make exceptions.
She even threw his weight in there, Abby.
Kind of honesty is so freaking refreshing.
His occupation is marketing. She gave you his education. His lifestyle, single, never married, no children, currently living in blank with roommates, grew up here, has one brother, one sister, his interests, traveling, sports events, movies, entertainment, adventurous.
He likes alive dogs.
Same here.
Abby, you're great, and he's great. So she just thought it was worth a shot. She's a Burt Show P1, so whether I read the email or not, she's always going to be a true listener, but... if you want more information, I can reach out. Love you all. Not a crazy mom. Insert her name here. So my question is, will you go out with dead dog guy?
Don't call him that. What has happened to
this? Do we need a different name for him?
I don't know. I like dead dog guy.
Just call him Old Yeller.
Okay, would you... That is...
It got worse.
That reference...
I mean, don't you need to see a picture or something?
I mean, think a picture would be fair.
She did not attach a picture.
Here's my problem.
Oh.
Yeah, see? What are you hiding?
She thinks her kid is ugly.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, to be fair, he thinks I'm ugly too, so.
But again, hasn't seen your new nose.
Here's my thing. Yeah, he hasn't seen me with the new Whoville nose. So here's my thing. I look a little bit like a Whoville character right now. It's fine. Martha May was a stunner, okay? Here's my thing. My only hang up with setups like this is you just know so much more about me than I know about you. So there's already a power imbalance here.
Okay.
You know what I look like, what I sound like. You know my deepest, darkest secrets. You know what I talk about in therapy. And here I have is basically like an eHarmony profile of his age and vague interests that most people in their 20s like. So it's not that I'm not interested, but I'm not thrilled because I feel like I don't have enough info to make a decision.
Wouldn't that be any guy, though, that hits you up on Instagram that listens to the show? You could say the exact same thing about.
Which is why I typically don't go out with them.
Okay.
And also for safety reasons, too. You don't know who these people are. But you also get a little bit more. You can at least look at their profile, unless they're on private. Then when you're on private, you're like, what am I supposed to get from this? I just see your little tiny profile pic. But from an Instagram profile, you can get more of a sense of who they are.
So is that a hard no?
It's not a hard no. It's more of like a...
flaccid.
What kind of no is it? Because it's clearly a no.
It's an I'm not excited. I just knocked over something. I'm not excited about it because I feel like I'm just looking at like a...
It's a blank canvas.
It's a blank canvas. Yeah. You know, you're like,
paint it. It could be, there could be anything. It could be a Monet.
But now she's in a very tight corner because if mom's here sends a picture and then Abby says no, then we know for sure it's because of the way he looks.
Well, to be fair, he wasn't thrilled about the way I looked either. So, but
no, I don't think that really says that. Yeah.
So is it done?
Is it done?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm an a-hole if I say no.
You're not an a-hole
if you say no.
I'm gonna politely.
You are if you say no after the picture.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no now while this guy looks like Harry Styles in my head. Well, I'm saying no to Harry Styles from my neighborhood.
I have an idea because I like bonuses and I want people listening. Let the listeners decide.
You know they're just going to say yes.
Yeah,
you don't know that.
No. Why do we even need to? Right.
No, you don't know that.
You don't know that.
They have your best interest at heart.
Have you seen the Facebook comments?
Not all of them. We have some very lovely listeners.
We do.
Now, this is a stretch. I'm wondering if mom and the guy would be willing to put his picture up online to let
listeners
see it.
No, look, we're not doing that.
She clearly doesn't want to do this. I don't want to force her into doing something that she doesn't want to do. She doesn't really feel connected or sympathetic for the guy that just lost his daughter.
I hope he looks like Brad Pitt.
You're not forcing her, but I mean, I can put a poll up at thebertshow.com and let listeners vote. Because this could be destiny.
It could be.
But they've heard your case and they've heard the mom's case, so let an impartial third party decide.
Abby, don't kick a dead dog while he's down. This is a lot.
Don't you have a heart?
Listen, I am open to letting the listeners obviously vote yes and then me be forced to go on this date.
You don't know if that's going to happen.
That's 100% what's going
to
happen.
Everybody heard what I said, and so... You're going to, I mean, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, any of it.
Yeah, whatever. Put up the poll. Okay. I hope you're, if you're listening, I hope you're okay.
It's the most unenthusiastic.
With your,
put up the poll.
This dog did die. Yeah. I feel bad.
Penny.
Animal lover.
Penny.
I'll do it for Penny.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Penny! The Burt Show.